Brr. Man, is it cold in here? Brr.
I'm shivering. I'm literally shivering right now. Oh, yeah.
It's cold out, man. Cold in here, man. And what do you think, Jack?
Oh, yeah, me too. Why do you think I have this scarf on?
Damn. Oh,
good.
Hey, well, girl, come over here. Notice anything different about the bottom of my half being frozen in a giant block of ice? You got to lick me out.
Oops. Looks like someone's got to lick my ass out of here.
Whoops. I'm frozen. I'm cryogenically frozen just on the bottom half.
Yep. And you're going to have to count them, too. One, two, three. That's how many licks
to the dick.
Well, all right.
How many licks does it take to get to the dick?
Right before.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
You know who that just reminded me of that I think might be the best artist of our generation?
Whom?
Do you guys know Baby No Money?
No, but I'm surprised you didn't say Bruno Mars.
Baby No Money. He's not our generation. He's old.
Right.
Baby No Money, I would describe him as the mobile gaming ad of musicians. He makes, you know, joking aside, I might be making an enemy here who's very dangerous, but some of the most egregious, maybe TikTok style music. Here, you guys, I'm going to pull some.
I'm looking them up right now.
I'm not looking at anything up. I'm totally dialed in this episode. No distractions.
Check this out. You know this song, right?
Damn. I'm imagining people like sliding in Converse, whoosh, showing off the new fucking basic tee. Goodfellow basic tee, Target style.
Fruit of the Loom.
Let's do a little face dancing to that. Let's do a little face dancing to that. Put it back on.
Okay.
Whoa. Jesus, Eric. I didn't know you were.
Well, I'm preparing for the lower half of my below my neck being all frozen shut with a disease. So I'm going to have to express myself at some point. So if y'all see me up in the Cedars-Sinai extra special care wing, yeah, better place of music for me to express myself with.
What did you just call it?
The Cedars-Sinai extra special. Cedars-Sinai, dude. Extra special care wing.
Caesar's Cyanide.
Wow. So what's the topic here? Oh, yeah. Frozen delights. Frozen delicacies. And I want to just say, you know, in this time where there's so many bad things going on in the world. Fuck ICE, by the way. Get out of LA now. ICE. I know they're blasting this in the fucking ICE wagons. As they're driving around town, turn us off and go home. Lee, stop doing what you're doing now and get away. Get away from our town, please.
Pick on someone your own size.
Seriously. So yeah, even smaller.
Something like
you
that.
Have to go find some ants then, because y'all are all tiny, tiny ass losers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We tried to go to one of the protests, but it was the one where they're trying to keep them up in their hotel. Did you see this?
No, what is it?
It's like they're all in a Hilton hotel and everybody's like outside of it, like banging on like pots and pans to like keep them up at night, you know.
Damn, they're chilling in the Hilton. That's where they're putting the ice.
I think so. It's in like the Hilton in like Glendale or something.
Well, they'll pay for that in the afterlife. That's what you have to hope.
Certainly.
I think they will. Jesus. Losers.
If I ever see ICE in the afterlife, Whoo. I'm going to, yeah, they're not invited to the, my version of cookout.
Did you see that John Stewart talked about this? He said that this was a distraction from the Epstein files.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
So curious that this happened.
Thank you, John Stewart, for putting together the pieces once again. I'm usually looking at all. I have all the info, but I don't have the mind to put it together. Quite right. So we need
a cork board.
And I will say this: we are performers, right? So why don't we put together some sort of a performance art piece? Something like called Heat and Melt the Ice.
Oh, right. The only thing that can stop this is performance art in theater, I think. So playwrights, please put that pen to paper.
You've been called to duty, playwrights. Yeah, stage managers, come out of retirement now. Costume designers, rise up now.
Theater can change the fucking world, and I don't care what anybody says.
Look at Lin-Manuel. Look at what he was able to do.
Exactly.
If we could put somehow his existence into AI, yes. Get a full. I know that Lin-Manuel Miranda and the power of AI is all that we need to turn this ship around.
Right.
And we need to turn it around quick because the iceberg, mind that, is coming quickly.
No, the iceberg is already, I would say, essentially in a metaphor. We've already been cut in half, shing, and we don't realize. And now it's like in anime, the color's gone to black and white. And what's happening right now is we're looking down at our waist, metaphorically, and we're about to slide off. Top half is about to slide off.
Yeah.
Bottom half's already gone.
What's it? Bottom half's already gone? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shing. And then he slides off. Yeah, that's a good, good
anime. It's impossible.
What's your best anime death? Somebody slices you at the waist. What's the sound? What are you saying?
Jack, son, I'm sorry.
Okay, a little quicker. Huh?
No, because I wasn't dead yet. That's when the warlord gets upset with me and is
wanting to battling the anime.
Puts the hot poker in my neck. Yeah, exactly.
What was his name?
Zoom.
Jack's. I was talking about. I was saying Jack Son.
Jackson.
Jackson.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, you. Man. I'm putting you in my stories, which is what I often. Jack, I didn't tell you, man. I had a dream a couple nights ago that I told Nate this at the gym. I killed you with a silence pistol at Sarah's house.
At Sarah's house?
I shot you in the chest, I think, and
couldn't have worked.
I was literally, dude, this is how you know that we're basically best friends. The rest of my dream, I was going, no, why? Hitting the walls. I couldn't believe that I had killed you. I don't understand.
Did you say you tried to take your own life with the...
I did, but the dream god stopped me.
So that's important for you to tell me that. Let's dissect it because everybody in your dream represents yourself.
That's right.
Who do I represent within you? Success, accomplishment, swag, confidence, mm-hmm. playfulness, and yet bravery at the same time.
Exactly.
You know,
playfulness and yet bravery at the same time.
So yeah. What are you saying that your subconscious is trying to tell you you're so afraid to unleash this side of you, but you feel that you want to go there. You want to let yourself be free. Move back to New York.
And why the silence pistol? You don't understand, like, dream logic works in this way. You have to study the silenced pistol. That's an important element of this. This wasn't a loud 1830s, you know.
That's fear.
Who was I hiding the kill
blunderbuster or whatever?
Blunderbuster.
Why did you need that blunderbuster? What did I say? Blunderbuster?
Blunderbuster.
Blunderbuster, exactly. It wasn't one of them. It was a silenced pistol.
Yeah.
So that tells me you want to be small. You want to be small in your in the killing of it. You don't want to be loud.
Right. I don't know. I try not to think about my dreams or even my thoughts that much. And I just keep fucking going on.
I had a great joke on stage last night about the silencer, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I don't do that. But I will say that I brought up a joke, and I wasn't joking about this person, but within a joke, I did bring up Stephen Paddock. And about halfway through the joke, I stopped. I said, "Does anybody know who that is?" And everybody in the crowd kind of was like, "No.
I don't know who it is."
And this is where I need Jon Stewart to step in again, because Stephen Paddock, holy shit, he committed the largest, this is unhumorous, he committed the largest mass shooting in the history of America. He was a Las Vegas shooter. And it's very interesting and curious how his brother, I believe, exploded. His house blew up or something. His wife was overseas. There was, I won't get too into the amazing conspiracies. But it is interesting that the most killing mass shooter is maybe one of the least known. And why is that? Why? Because Dan Bilzerian was there?
Well, Dan Bilzerian could have stopped it if that police officer had given him a gun.
That was amazing. Mark Wahlberg, school of self-defense, terrorism, self-defense.
Jack, I just wanted the outfit is so fucking, the fit, Jack, that you've got on right now is so good.
Well, I'm fighting back against this demand of culture that I silence my expression. I'm fucking done with it. I'm fucking done with it. I don't care. I'm tired of seeing going outside and seeing black and white cars. Tired of going to McDonald's and seeing a fucking loading screen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't even like roast you right now. Like it's so, there's I something. So
it's like hospice pickup artist doing Zoom classes. All right. I'm still kidding, guys. Like, please check in with me. I got to put my kids through college. Like,
hospice pickup artist.
The end of life pimp. You want one last orgasm? That's send you out, good. Right?
That is good.
They say
you're like bragging about how many nurses you've like gotten dome from.
Damn,
but you're lying about it.
All right, Frozen Delights. Where do we begin?
All right, we haven't even started on this, dude.
I know. Well, there's so many fucking different styles of delights that you can.
Where are we in? Sweet? Should we
why don't we start savory and then work our way down to sweet, like dessert? Okay.
Interesting. Mm.
What's savory frozen?
Bro. Meat? Oh, are you kidding me? The amount of frozen
the meat vegetable medley?
Vegetable medleys. Oh. And you can freeze almost basically anything. Put it that way. Best frozen meal. Go now, Nate. What's the best frozen meal you've ever had? That's in a box.
Box frozen meal?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's a tough one. I don't eat a lot of frozen dinner. You know, you talk about frozen dinners?
Yeah.
You know what I miss? This is like the most disgusting, but I miss those frozen dinners for kids
with the penguin on it.
With the penguin on it, yeah. And you'd have like the most disgusting, like corn and like chicken nuggets in it, and like Salisbury steak. But there was something about that I absolutely was. That was one of the best meals that I had growing up. Was that fucking?
Were you stoked when your mom was like, "We're doing the kids frozen"?
Oh, most definitely.
Kid cuisine. Good,
kid cuisine, yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
Jack, I feel like this is some birthday party style food that we could get you.
And then I had the pudding, I believe.
Two stuff. Oh, you got corn, mashed and potatoes, cheese, fucking chicken McNuggets, All-Star Nuggets, and a brown.
That, whatever's in that is what has caused whatever neurological disorder I have right now.
So be it, dude. By the way, so guaranteed. Be it. What do you want to have, wheat for all of your childhood or whatever the heck? Vulgar?
Dino nugget mutation? They'll be studying that in genetics class.
This little penguin head.
I would have a Nobel fucking Peace Prize right now if it wasn't for kid cuisine. That's for sure.
Look at the swag that teen penguin has. Shit.
Oh, shit.
So that one has, oh, do you remember the pudding with the cookie spoon? The cookies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I remember looking at the Hungry Man ones, and I was like, man, I can't wait till I'm an adult where I could have the Hungry Man.
Yeah.
The big fucking, the rack of ribs, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, man, I understand that I'm a child right now. I need to stay in my lane culinarily at this point.
Bro, some of the best moments of life is when you've gone out playing in the woods, skateboarding, sweating 3 days in a row, no showering. Mm-hmm. You just fucking finished a round of Mech Assault on the Xbox, RuneScape in the background, and you get a ham and cheese Hot Pocket.
Oh.
And you let that thing crack open while you got the MTV music videos on loop.
Hey, soul sister. Hey, that Mr. Mister.
Biting in the cheese.
And the swimsuit's still wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are we doing, bro? We're 32. We're still wishing to be like this. We need to be shot in the fucking head for this type of nostalgia.
And that's when I intercept your negative thought. I acknowledge it. And I say, that's just a thought, man. You don't need to identify with
actually,
that.
We can say how fun it was to be a child and have all these things and recognize that, yeah, I still have my life a little bit like that. It's no problem. My uncle, before he passed, lived with us for a while. I think I've told you guys this. And towards the end of his life, he would not really eat all day, but then he'd come down and he would bake a Marie Callender chicken pot pie.
Mm.
And that would be basically every night. A Marie Callender chicken pot pie.
Oh, you know what I love is a shepherd's pie from Trader Joe's. They have some good like meat pie sort of stuff there.
Delicious.
I love a fucking chicken pot pie.
Are pot pies branching out into fusion yet?
Well, yeah, dude. I mean, the Indian cuisine is basically meant to be up in a pot pie. Are you kidding me?
Is it
buttery flaky
pot pie?
Of course.
Huh? The sushi pot pie. crab, California wasabi, roll.
100% wasabi inside of a baked crust.
Well, remember those delicious meat pies that we had up in, yeah, what I call the UK?
Oh, dude.
I'm going there tomorrow, by the way. I'll report back.
Oh, that's
oh,
fun.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I had a nasty one on that first night.
Yeah, well, you got the fish pie, dude, which I think even the server looked at you sideways.
Well, I like fish. Pie? That's something I'll admit to and I'm not afraid of, but there was something that I wasn't expecting, which is kind of like boiled egg whites up in there that were disturbing me and making me think of flesh.
Yeah, those were pretty boiled. But, okay, something has come to mind. I feel like I've brought this up before where, like, when I first moved to L.A. and all I had was an air mattress, you know, before our stuff got moved from New York. There's something kind of nice about having nothing. Just like literally I went to Target, I bought an air mattress, I bought some blankets, I bought the most basic like cups, I bought like a folding chair to sit in.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this, but what's this meant to do with frozen stuff?
Wait. I'm all getting right there. I think that there could be something beneficial to, and then because sometimes I fantasize about like escaping everything, packing a duffel bag, leaving all you guys, never seeing you again, or just at least for a couple months, moving to like Tinley Park, Illinois, getting a job at the Yankee Candle there in the mall, in the Dying Mall, or like the Best Buy, or at a movie theater, and living in like an $800 a month, one bedroom or studio. And then just buying hella frozen meals, getting off social media.
Oh, having that chest, the frozen chest.
The frozen chest of just like Red Baron pizzas and whatnot.
Yeah.
Why does that sound? It sounds almost romantic to me. Like forget going to Portugal and walking, doing the pilgrimage up to those churches. Let me go to the middle
sound
of the
off
United
in the
States.
Comments. Is that anyone? Did Eric just describe anyone's life to a T? Like, is there somebody out there that
I don't know? We'd
love to speak to you, and because I don't think you're romanticizing it, Eric. I think that life is incredible.
K, Can be.
It can be, yeah. There is a dark side to that, but
right.
I feel like, and you got like one gaming system, you know?
Yeah, but maybe it's like one generation previous. You got the PS4. Right.
You got the PS4. You have Disney Plus, but that's it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You've got a crush on the girl that works at, I mean, the woman who's your age that works at Bloody Chipotle.
Wet Seal.
Manager at Wet Seal. Manager. Yeah.
You unplug your Wi-Fi every time you go to bed.
What do you got? You guys, I'm receiving so much shade from this experimentation.
Do you know what it is, man? Here's what we've just remember when you saved me from you, we were in the pool the other day, yesterday, Jack.
Yeah, I saved your life.
You and McGregor documentary that he does with his friend where they motorcycle across the world. And I was telling Nate, I want to take a motorcycle class. And Nate, what'd you say?
I was so 100% serious. And I was like, you cannot get a motorcycle because that is your fate. Maybe because I just saw Final Destination and I was kind of thinking of everyone has a fate of their death. And that was in that moment, if you wouldn't have told me that, you would have died violently and slowly. It wouldn't be a fast death too. It would have been like you're on the side of the road, kind of on fire, like your limbs are kind of falling off, but you're like slowly, you know, dying on the way to the hospital. And that is your fate, Eric. If you get a motorcycle, that's what's going to happen. Right. So if you want that to happen, be my guest. But I think I just saved your life.
Want to say publicly in the pool, I said, thank you. You have no idea what you've done. I appreciated you saving me. What Jack and I have done by sort of bringing up this Wi-Fi thing nonstop is we're doing another form of saving you. We are saving you down from going down a dark and scary path. Look,
this is totally separate. I feel like people, I said this before, I'm getting wrapped up in the 5G people, the anti-vaxxers, the chemtrail sort of
people. I know.
I'm not them. Wi-Fi is different than the 5G. I've made this clear in the last few episodes. It's a totally different community of the people that are worried about Wi-Fi. And the people that are thinking 5G, whatever, is controlling.
I'm smoking your brain. Heroin. I don't fucking shoot it, man. It's not
exactly
the same thing.
Exactly.
Fucking idiots. Yeah, I get that.
And by the way, I did this two nights. I did two nights. That's it. I'm not going down the rabbit hole of conspiracies with this shit.
Right.
I just tested it out. Okay. So everyone I know everyone's worried about me.
Right.
Please. I'm fine. I'm better than ever. My life is amazing. Everything's good.
Okay.
Getting off the forums.
Oh, please get up. Well, actually, bring forums back. Bring forums back now. But Nate, I want you or Jack, it's up to either of you. I want you to describe your own version of my escapism lifestyle. It has to be in the United States. It has to be in the states of Iowa, Ohio, rural Illinois.
Okay. All right.
What are you doing for a living? What's the apartment look like? Jack, it looks like you have eyeliner on. I don't know what's going on. Not now. It's in the shadows only.
You look like a camp counselor that's like stayed too long. Like you've been there like 10 years past the, you know, all the other camp counselors are like just out of college or in college. And you're like,
you go by Makumba
a little too long. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, what's really funny is so, you know, I got new glasses, right?
Right.
And I thought, oh, let me find something that's going to go nice with these glasses. Put on this hat. Then I put the scarf on. Then I took the glasses off. And then now I'm not even.
See them.
Well, the glasses, now it looks like you're in kind of like, you look like you're in Blur or something. You know, you have that British sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Hooligan. You look more British.
You look like you know a lot about like. The sort of plugins for a synthesizer, you know.
Then you got the Brat shirt on, the Charlie XCX Brat summer shirt on. Make
Are those wait? Are those Warby Parkers?
Amazing.
These are Zenni Opticals. I feel like I look like somebody who knows where Amelia Earhart's at.
Follow me.
Follow me if you want to see where she really is. My whole goal with this podcast is for people to listen to it and look at it and wonder what exactly am I doing here?
Yeah.
We all belong.
Everybody in the world belongs everywhere.
That's right.
Okay, I have a job for my escapism. It would be working at I would be the only white cook in a hibachi restaurant, but everyone kind of accepts me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm respectful.
You wouldn't be on that. You wouldn't be on the stage per se. You wouldn't be on the flat top, would you? You'd be prepping.
Why not? Why do you say that?
Because I think that takes years, dude. You have to find a mentor.
Well, I imagine myself fully on the stage and
you're on the flat top
coming up with my own jokes, my own material, because all of them have fun jokes while they're doing their thing. It's like an act, you know. They're like, oh, this is like a Japanese pancake, and then they'll flick the shrimp at you. They'll create the onion ring volcano. Oh my god.
I don't think it's funny to play with the flesh of animals like that. They gave the ultimate sacrifice to nourish us, and we're playing with their flesh like it's a game. No, we should be eating in the succession. Remember when they eat that bird in succession with the napkin over their heads and eating in shame? That's what we should be doing to all meat.
Yeah. In the future, if you want to eat meat, you have to go into a dark box. That's going to be in every restaurant. It's there used to be the smoking section. Now there's going to be the meat shameful meat eaters section.
The shame cube. Meat box.
Whoa, the shame cube.
Game cube.
Would you stay single, Nate, and focus on the grind of the Benihana restaurant, or would you be playing the field and getting fucked up at different bars? And
I think I would be like, I think I would have a problem with some substance. And I would be living in sort of like a distant relative's basement, you know?
Yeah.
And we kind of don't talk much. And I just kind of go downstairs immediately when I get home. But yeah, I think I would be at like the karaoke night, like every week, meeting the bartenders, probably hitting on a lot of bartenders. That would probably be my game.
Right.
Is just going there solo and just try to link up with one of the beautiful bartenders. Good evening.
What's up, Rebecca? How are you? What's new?
Tipping like crazy to like.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, go do your job. You're working, literally. I understand more than you can imagine. I'll be here.
Probably going to strip clubs a lot, you know?
Yeah, that's tell them that there's a way out. Hey, you don't have to live like this. I don't make much, but I can take care of you.
But like getting like hella lap dances, fully like participating in the strip club environment.
Would you eat a frozen meal at home? Would you have any frozen meals or
of treats? Of course, I would be eating the most fucked up frozen meals. I would have the busted medley, you know, the green beans, the cubed cubed carrots with the corn.
Why is that medley here so extra sad? Because I've come to like frozen vegetables, and I use them in my cooking sometimes.
We eat them all the time, and I would put spray butter on it. And I've already described this, but I would put like an ungodly amount of spray butter on everything. On my rice, I would put like So yeah, that's my lifestyle. My escape.
You had the Benihana.
Is spray butter real butter?
No.
It's canola oil.
It's like
flavored oil.
It's like vegetable oil.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Really bad for you. I mean, that's another contributor. Right. It was Kid Cuisine and spray butter, whatever's going on with my brain negatively. That's a huge factor in
right
why I am the way I am.
Jack, yeah, what would your life be?
Can you remind me what this is?
If you had to escape your hectic life in entertainment, get out from the limelight, and move to a rural middle of the country state and start over, where would you work? What would your apartment be like?
What would you be eating? I'd want to live downtown because I like to be able to walk to the store, to the smoothie shop. I'd be a couples counselor, so I'd be very friendly. Everybody would be familiar with me, and I'd be making positive change in the community. I'd be with my current girlfriend no matter what universe I'm in, because that's how soulmates work. And I'm out of the doghouse.
Nice.
And I'd walk. Yeah, no car. I'd be driving the two legs that God gave me, and I'd be just giving back. I'd spend the rest of my life paying it forward. You know, I've received so much from the universe up to this point.
Whip, but with no whip. Oops, I gifted you a 2010 Dodge Charger, 280,000 miles.
Give it to a homeless Canadian person.
No, they don't want it. They passed away. Do you still want it?
What is it again? A Dodge Charger?
2010, 280,000 miles, yellow Charger.
I'm hopping in that. I'm going straight to a motel, and I'm returning to a life of sin. I don't think I could ignore a sign from God like that.
Yeah, you would need to go back to the dark side.
Yeah.
Now, what's the frozen meal that you'd be eating?
Right, that's what I'm wondering. Well, frozen. And it has to come frozen. I can't freeze it. Yeah, I mean,
it comes frozen.
It's so hard to imagine eating frozen food. I don't know. I always eat fresh food. So,
well, you're the farmer's market sort of mascot at this point in fucking Greenpoint.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the chicken fingers. I mean, frankly, this week, the amount of frozen chicken tenders and frozen buffalo chicken wings that I've eaten is
alarming.
No, it's not alarming. It's impressive.
Okay.
But I shouldn't do that. So
we can do whatever we want. Right now, I say, you know, I already gave the metaphor of us sliding the top half of the American body, sliding off the bottom as the death, you know, to show where we are. Why can't I talk, man?
Can we see a president do that just once? Can we see a politician just do that, have a relatable moment like that once?
You know, when you're like slipping as you're saying it, you're like, I can't grab it. I don't know what the next word is, and you're hoping it'll kick in, but it doesn't.
Everybody knows that.
What I was trying to say is we're at the moment of Fight Club as a country where Edward Norton's grabbing Helena Bonham Carter's hand and the buildings are falling. So it's chaos, but let's have some fun. So eat your chicken wings, eat that fucking buffalo, drink that buffalo sauce that you like so much.
Oh, I'm definitely putting the mango habanero buffalo wild wings sauce. I have a bottle of that. Life hack.
Where's the buffalo chicken? Where's this Jack Benzinger buffalo chicken wrap at, dude? I've been asking for that for years.
That you want to eat?
Yeah, I think that should be your signature. We're making buffalo chicken wraps tonight.
Don't even play with me. I had that for lunch.
Really?
I made pulled chicken. Every Monday I boil pulled chicken, if you want to know. I put a big old tub of it in the fridge. I get a tortilla out. I put a coleslaw, chicken, buffalo sauce, maybe a little spicy sauce, some whatever I want, mushrooms, onions. I don't give a shit.
So you boil, does boiling chicken make it like pulled chicken, basically? I never boil chicken.
Boil chicken, use some forks and shred that shit up. See what happens.
Wow. I got to try it. I have to try this.
So what you're telling me, Jack, is that you're spamming boiled chicken?
Yes, I'm people spamming boiled chicken.
You know what that means, Nate? Spamming?
Spamming? It's a gaming term. Enlighten me.
It means that you're just using basically a life hack of just only eating boiled chicken, spamming it. You see?
It's like button mashing. I'm button mashing boiled chicken.
Mm.
I'm, what's the other one? I'm boiled chicken maxing. I'm pulled chicken maxing.
Delicious.
You guys don't have to use video game metaphors. Like, you know, I can understand things just explaining.
No, but I know. But Nate, you just got the Alienware.
Yes, yes.
So you're going to be attuned to many more references now.
I will say I majorly upgraded my gaming unit. I'm done with the Steam Deck. I want to throw it off of a cliff, honestly.
You hate the Steam Deck?
Has fucking wronged me so many times. And yeah, I'm fucking done with that. I've moved up on the ladder massively. I'm staring at it right now. It's fucking crazy, dude. So yeah, I'm fucking ready to play Call of Duty, DayZ, fucking Rust.
Hey, man. What the fuck is this? What is Alienware? I just saw the picture of it that you texted. What is that?
What is Alienware?
It's a gaming computer.
One of the most advanced gaming computer brands.
Okay,
in the
okay. Dude. I didn't know. I didn't know. Okay, cool. God. Man. Chill out. That's amazing. Congratulations. Yeah. It's a computer. So you're going to plug that computer into a monitor.
It's different. It's a gaming
desktop computer.
Way different.
So it has a monitor.
No, it doesn't.
Jesus Christ. That's a thing. You called it a desktop.
It needs one.
And you can play any platform. You know what I'm saying?
You know where I wish I could go with you, Nate? Which store I wish still existed? I would pick you up right ass now and we'd get a monitor for you. Fry's Electronics. Ring a bell? Did you guys ever go to a Fry's?
No.
Oh, my God.
It sounds similar to an H.H. Gregg's. Did you ever?
Oh, yeah. Gregg?
H.H. Gregg. Who, Gray? Huh? Gray?
No, Fry's Electronics, bro. They don't make stores like this anymore. Look.
It's Amazon. It's root killed retail.
Bro, imagine you're like, dude, I think I want to try the new Pokemon. Why don't we go to the electronics store and buy it? Boom, you have to walk into a Mayan temple to get it. Wow. Right?
That's not what we thought was it going to be.
What does Fry have to do with Mayan?
I'd like to go get that game Golden Sun for the Game Boy Advance. Alien crashed into the building and the UFO.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
That's cool.
How did they go out of business, man?
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Drop shipping, essentially.
Fuck.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, and look at this one. I mean, this one has steampunk fries.
Why are they all so different?
Well, because people, corporations had character back then. That's why, man.
It's interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
Corporate greed.
I know.
I used to fuck with it, but then I learned.
Me too, man. Let's get into frozen desserts.
Uh-oh, is it time for the sweet treat?
Yeah, let's get creamy, shall we?
Mochi.
Remember that
first time you tried the frozen mochi?
Mochi.
Strawberry frozen mochi at my 14th birthday
anime, you just ate a frozen mochi for the first time. You're an anime character. You're in the supermarket. You just got out of you're at sort of one of those Japanese style schools where you have an outfit and you're just taking a break from the sort of slaughter and chaos that's happening at your school, and you have one respite. You're taking a moment of respite. I don't know if that's the right word. And you just had a bite of mochi. What's the sound you make? What are you fucking saying?
So delicious. I can't believe it.
my mouth's becoming wet like a fountain. Shopkeep, where do you get these products from? Shopkeep.
That was way more intense than I thought it would be, but that was very good. Very good.
You say there was slaughter going on at the school?
Yeah. Well, in this anime, you have at the school, you know, in the play yard or whatever, all the kids have like, you know, energy weapons and,
And
they battle each other in the school, and there's sort of a supernatural element there. But you have one moment, you're outside of school, you got ISS or whatever, detention in school, or out, sorry, OSS, out of school suspension.
Thank you for clarifying.
The mochi shop. Yeah, no problem.
All right, Nate.
Take it to the mochi shop.
Yeah. I have one. Okay, Nate, you are playing a tough sort of, let's say, Brock from Pokemon for reference style character. And we're all, after a crazy battle, we're all celebrating with some mochi. But you're saying you don't even need sweets. You don't eat sweets. You're past that. You beat sweets. All you eat is fucking meat and vegetables. But you can't help but have one.
So I just eat one kind of out of spite.
Basically, like you're going to have to hide. Yeah.
Have a mochi. And I'm like, oh,
Nate,
have this.
Nate, would you like a mochi? It's strawberry.
No. down, and then they leave. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. And you gobble it up. All right, that one's more visual. Yeah,
I'm doing it right now, dude.
Oh, thank you. Sorry,
you're in the fucking interrupt.
In the way.
So they all left. I threw it on the ground, and I'm like, delicious.
Oh, I think I left my bag at the picnic table. Wow.
God.
You like mochi, right, Jack? You've tried it, right?
Of course I've tried it. Some of the best. You can get amazing bodega mochi in New York. So much better than the restaurant.
You know what beef I have against the one that's called My Mochi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's authentic.
What's your beef with that one?
Hmm?
Oh, that they're disrespecting the authenticity.
They're disrespecting the authenticity of Japanese delicious mochi. Whereas I do feel like the ones that they sell at Trader Joe's, yeah, those are doing, they're being honorable to their heritage.
I think mochi is doing it right in the way that everything in life should be a burrito, as close to burrito as you could be.
Right.
And everything like mochi is satisfying. It really is kind of, it feels perfect to eat.
I know.
Gummy on the outside with a powder.
I know.
It's creamy and I don't know what you call that. Soft.
Well, now hear what me about now. This? Oh, go ahead. Huh? Go ahead.
Let me ask you about this. You guys ever had Yasso bars?
Yep. Yes.
That is. Yasso, big shout out to Yasso, man. They
bro,
are.
Bro, you can have two of them, and it's not you even. Have
a,
seriously.
Oh, you can have a couple. They're mm-hmm. they're operating on calorie count. Okay, mm-hmm. amazing Greek yogurt. Amazing, the flavors. The
chocolate chip. Incredible. That's the best one.
And they don't. Easily. And they don't taste like the zero sugar like ice cream. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Nah. They have they're, I would say, full flavored. And you don't feel too bad about eating them when you're having, right. When you're, you know, leading up to the bodybuilding competition or whatever.
Exactly.
I want to press a Yasso into someone's mouth like a CD into a CD player.
Yeah, I'd like that too. Into a Yasso doubter.
Excuse me. Come over here and shut up for a second. I notice you have a bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Push that
Let me
in.
Say this. Let me fucking say this now. I've been holding it in for too long. There's a Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor. I think I brought it up on the podcast last summer, but it's colored blue.
Oh, okay. That shit is.
And there's
popping,
marshmallow
dude.
Up in there. The fuck? Why don't they make? Why isn't it the most? That should be the only ice cream.
Was that a allowed. Limited edition?
Yeah.
Sort of flavor.
Once again, they're teasing.
Was it berry? Did it taste like berries or cotton candy?
No, neither.
What the fuck was it then? Gatorade?
Well, let me look it up. Blue ice cream.
Sugar? Burnt sugar?
From our comrades over at Ben and Jerry's.
I remember you were like singing the praises of this ice cream, and I was like, you know, it's been, how good could it be?
Yeah. Then you came over and sampled that shit. Sampled the worst.
Lived up to the hype. It was incredible, incredible flavor.
It's quite simply called Marshmallow Sky. Yeah.
Yep.
With coconut.
What's in it?
Cookie dough.
Coconut dough.
Cookie dough?
Cookie dough, marshmallow, and marshmallow. Blue.
What's the blue?
Blue.
bro, it's basically just blue. Yeah. It's just blue colored, but it makes it feel special.
Cookie dough ice cream?
Yeah, with marshmallows, bro. It's
with marshmallows. Man. Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
How about this too, dude? The bubble tea sort of popsicles. Have you had this? The milk tea flavored popsicles that have boba frozen up in that thing?
No, I've never even seen that.
Yep, they have that at the grocery store near me, Fonz.
What did you just say?
They have them at the grocery store.
Oh. What the fuck just happened?
I feel like I'm having a stroke a little bit.
When you said that, I heard it sounded like you had a stroke.
God, that is the last thing I would want to hear is that I'm having a stroke.
The last thing you want to hear is that it's going down. These are your captains and we're going down.
Rest in peace to everyone on that.
The last thing you want to hear.
Walked off the Air India flight.
Oh, yeah, there was one survivor.
That's fucked up. That's FUBAR. That's fucked up beyond all recognition.
Oh, fucked up beyond all.
What is that, recognition or repair?
Well, that one felt like recognition.
Yeah, that is too fucked up. Realize
how tragic and horrible that was.
Jesus.
Really? Ooh.
There's so much fucking pain in the world, isn't there? Really?
Well, you remember the popsicles with the bugs in it? It was a popsicle with the little gummy bugs inside of it.
No, I like that.
Yeah, those were good.
For all the bad, there is some good.
Yep, and there's more good. For every one bad thing that happens, there are billions of delicious
food drives and churches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Skinny dipping. Bruh.
Mm. Yeah, oh yeah, now we're talking.
You guys ever been skinny dipping?
Yeah. No, officer, I haven't.
Damn. Do you think if we said to our friend group, "Hey, we're gonna go skinny dipping in this fucking in a swimming hole that we found," do you think people would show up and go skinny dipping?
Yes.
All right, I'll put the party full together.
Where's the hole?
Why am I getting so many partyfuls? Is everyone? I just want a temperature check right now. Partyful is taking over the circuitry of social gatherings right now, and I find myself being invited to many partyful events. What happened to the email? What happened to the email?
Come on, Nate. You really want to go back to the world where you get BCC'd on everybody? Why can't I see who's going to this fuck thing? Now you log into the Partiful. Oh shit, who's going to be there? Nate Marone. Oh shit, I better come correct. Who else is going to be there? Karma Christopher. Oh shit, I better come correct. Who else is going to be there? Whatever.
You guys prefer a BCC or a CC with the party invite? You want to know who's there or you want to show up blind?
I want to know, dude. And I also want to flex on the other guests. Like, yeah. You should be grateful that you're coming because I got the up and coming celebrities on my list and restaurant tours.
No way, man. I can't do the fucking CC shit because I can't have everybody's going to be emailing me, asking me for shit, asking me to get coffee with them, asking me to pick my brain. Like, please.
Also, you know, I need to see people in the Partiful. I would love for them to add this part of it, a parenthesis next to their name with either their agency or their latest project that they're
give us credit, please. And I want to say this to everyone that's saying no presents lately. Let me bring you a present, bro. I'm amazing at it. Please. And for my birthday party, it's going to say presents mandatory.
Presents only.
Bring me a present.
No people. Just drop it off. Faceless.
Drop it off.
No contact. Right. Just drop the presents off.
I'll be watching House Hunters with the curtains drawn, and I'll be eating some Dan Dan noodles. Just drop the presents off at the front.
Oh shit! Thanks. It's so fun that you have goodie bags. Yeah. Eric brought them. I didn't set it up for myself, but Eric brought like 70 goodie bags. So
damn goodie bags, man.
Yeah. We did goodie bags. We
need to go to the fucking Oscars, dude. They have the craziest fucking goodie bags.
Why do you think I'm fucking grinding in silence? And to get us all there. Get you guys at least press passes, because I know I'll be up in the visible front three rows, but get you guys some press passes.
I'm going to be asking the other celebrities, like, are you going to use like everything, you know, going up to like that? Really famous people, yeah. Like selling it on eBay?
Plastic surgery coupons.
Yeah. Nice.
What was I gonna say? Oh, your birthday is coming up. Eric, you have a birthday coming up.
I know.
If anyone is interested.
In about a month, man.
It's July 16th, right?
There it is.
And what do you want for your birthday, Eric?
What do I want? Yeah.
What do you want? What gifts do you want?
I know what he wants, but how many ounces of it do you want?
12 ounces of fucking hypnotic on ice. I don't know. Frankly, it's funny. I have almost everything a guy could want.
Perfect.
Perfect.
You have no material desires right now. I find that hard to believe.
Give me the oral Wegovy. Let me just try it.
The oral Wegovy. What is that?
Wegovy, man. GLP-1 peptide. No downsides. No side effects.
It's Ozempic.
Miracle drug. Yeah, it's a GLP-1, man.
What's GLP-1?
So you want a weight? This is a weight loss drug that you want?
It does more than that, man. And the weight loss is the least of my concern. I want it to be healthy. Should we try GLP-1s on my birthday? Live stream it?
I'm down. Do you think there's something to like? You take a sleeping pill and then you stay up as late as you can to see how awesome the visuals are. Should we fucking take Wegovy and do mukbangs? You know what I'm saying?
I actually know someone that did eat too much after taking a high dose of Ozempic, and it did not end up good for him.
All right. It'd probably be different for us.
Yeah.
Wegovy. Yeah. I'm looking this up. Wegovy prescription online. This seems like something you could just get. Anyone can get this, right?
You could, yeah.
Dude, I'm so sick of being a human being who's got to do shit all the time. I know this is a hard left turn, but I kind of just want to be like somebody's like creature that's kind of sitting in their house like a pet.
I've always been jealous of my dogs, the dogs and cats that we've had. Always.
I don't want ambitions.
I don't want thought. I don't want thought.
I don't want choice. I don't want much of that.
I don't want responsibility.
I don't want
expectations.
And you notice how quiet I've been since you brought this up, right?
That's because of your project.
I asked Nate the other day. I said, if we pass some roadkill, would you feel any emotion? And he said, nah. And then I clarified. I was like, if it was a dog, no, definitely not. And then he said, well, I might feel something if it's a bird. Like sometimes I'll see a bird and feel bad. And then he said,
it does not destroy me. You're seeing like a road, like a squirrel on the highway, and you're like stopping and
a squirrel. This fucking thing. Depends how intact it is. Cause if it's intact, sometimes you can see, you know, they want to live. You could see it on their face that they're desiring to live. They do, man. They do. But anyways,
I bet there's a lot of animals out there that don't want this life, you know.
Oh yeah, most fish I think don't want to be here at all.
Suicidal fish. Yeah, you can't jump off anything. I guess you could go to a dangerous neighborhood and hope the shark gets you.
You could flop up onto the beach.
That's true. Yeah,
you go oxygen drowning.
Yeah, you could asphyxiate.
Dang. It's so crazy that the one thing that gives them life gives us death, and the one thing that keeps us alive kills them.
Well, we've talked about this before, but oxygen is delivered by water and air, hydrogen, and you know what I'm saying? So,
right. Oh, no. But trust me, I understand the science, but I think my point still stands.
Okay. Yeah, the delivery system.
Damn, what am I going to do on this 14-hour flight tomorrow? That's too long.
What? Do you have the – are you packing the Asus ROG Ally 6?
Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. And I'm packing the Fall of Hyperion. But what do you guys think I should do strategy-wise for jet lag? Do you think I just stay up? I get in at 2 p.m. local time, UK.
And when do you leave?
Leave at 5 p.m. LA time.
5 p.m. So you want to, I think you want to just stay up the whole
and just be sleepy.
So then you can, so then you, and then you go to bed at like 7 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, how many hours would that be of being awake?
Would
that be like a full day basically?
Yeah. More than a day. No.
Oh,
less than a day.
The problem is I kind of did this on the way back from LA.
Yeah.
I got 2 hours of sleep and then just stayed up. The problem is that, yeah, you go ahead and get your 8+ hours of sleep the next night, but that doesn't mean it's fixed. I guess it's not that you feel better. It's that you're back on time. That's what it's about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, maybe stay up.
I'll figure it out. I just wish I could, sleep on the plane so bad. I'll talk to you guys about this later.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely not like a...
okay. Well, thank you
to... I think it's come to that time. Yeah. Thank you.
I just also want to say, how blessed are we to even have frozen food? Because 100 years ago, you had to get that shit shipped ice-wise from Antarctica, whatever. And now we get plentiful ice, plentiful frozen things, and... Even kings back in the day couldn't have Cherry Garcia. So
yeah, a lot of us complain about ice and call it fucking dangerous to drive on and disrespected. But yeah, we'll take one fucking moment to say thank you to ice.
Thank you.
Not the
bastards.
What a horrible timing for that topic. Huh?
I know.
We really fucked ourselves.
Well,
in terms of being Fox Newsed.
All right.
So what gave you socialites joy this week?
I mean, mine's a pretty, I just mentioned it, but I got a new desktop gaming system, and I'm excited to crack that open and start fucking leveling up my gaming, you know. Getting I might go pro on one of these games. I don't know. I feel like
you need to start League of Legends now.
I have the software. Nate, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Can you play Halo on it?
Halo Infinite, the one on Steam.
Lovely.
I think Halo 5 too. Yeah, I can play all Halos.
Wow. Yeah. You, me, and Dan should.
Oh, we should definitely, yeah.
Run that.
Know, I can play it on my Asus ROG Ally X.
Is that download true? Halo Infinite.
I have it, dude. That's what you don't realize. I've been telling you guys that.
What the fuck?
What the flip?
Let's do that together.
Certainly.
And should I say what gave me joy then?
Please, man. Please.
Yesterday, I took great pleasure in listening to reggae music. I was listening to reggae in my car as I looked for parking because I heard somebody else driving down the street listening to reggae. And I thought, that's so good. That's going to feel good because then I'm going to sit and, oh God, I got to look for parking. It's, you know, alternate side parking and it's going to be so hard to find a spot. No, it's, you know what? Maybe it's going to be nice to just troll slowly down the street, enjoy my reggae, enjoy my coffee, and I'll get there when I get there. That's Jack's joy, signing out. Eric.
Wow.
What gave you joy?
What's been giving me joy? Honestly, Vegas Matt. I'm watching a lot of Vegas Matt.
Uh-oh.
And you know what's scary is when I watch those videos, I feel like texting you specifically, Jack, and saying Vegas when. Why haven't we been to Vegas?
It must be a timing thing. It must be a timing thing.
Yeah, I guess it's timing. But shout out Vegas, Matt. He can't stop winning. And he does show his losses too, which is so respectful. Respectable. Yeah, if you don't know,
Vegas, book the wise guys. Go back to the wise guys club in Las Vegas. All three
take
of
all the proceeds and gamble them.
I'm hypersonically agreeing with that. That wise guys is one of the motherfucking best clubs in.
It was the most pandemonium style comedy show. One of the top comedy shows I've done. It was. That club is amazing. So,
wise guys.
Big shout out to the wise guys staff in ownership in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Well, Joy Tactics out.
Ice cream.
Stay frozen.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.